got a story now which I think can be described as a victory for common sense.
英国每日电讯报道，英国国家美术馆将首次允许参观者拍照，因为他们意识到他们一直以来在和手机的斗争中完败。The Telegraph reports the UK's National Gallery is allowing visitors to take their own photographs of its collections for the first time after staff realize they are fighting a losing battle against mobile phones.The gallery, which has until now banned members of the public from taking their own pictures, will now permit visitors to take amateur photographs on their personal phones and cameras.
The change in policy comes about after staff found it increasingly difficult to differentiate between guests using their mobile phones to research paintings on the gallery's free Wi-Fi and those trying to take photos.
I don't know what to say. Maybe cutting the Wi-Fi is a solution?
No, but that doesn't stop people taking photos, does it?
Yeah, but that'll be easy to identify people from, you know, apparently they're not using their mobile phone to look up something.
Well, why bother trying to enforce it? I mean, really, that the only...thing that people know what the famous pictures are in the gallery, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really matter if someone takes a photo of them, except if they use flash, because flash photography can damage these old paintings.
Yeah.
So they're continuing to ban the use of flash photography, but they're letting people take pictures of the main pictures in the permanent displays. But if there's a special exhibition, then they can't use the camera because for copyright reasons. Yeah. So it seems to be a victory for common sense, I think this one is.
Yes, I was just kidding about the cutting Wi-Fi solution.
Yeah,
actually, I believe it is an example of how technology has revolutionized human life.
Yeah.
Because previously...I believe during the medieval times, education was monopolized by the church. And now...
it was until, what? Multiplied?
Monopolized was dominated
by the church. Oh, monopolized. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
And then until very recently in this British Museum, National Gallery, I believe art was monopolized by museums and galleries. Now...Mobile technology, mobile phones, mobile internet and cell phones, smartphones are revolutionizing people, how people can appreciate art.
You know, that's a very good point, because now people can go in the gallery, take a photo of a famous picture and then immediately send it to their friends and say, look where I am, look at this picture.
Yeah.
So it's a way of actually publicizing the art gallery.Instead of, as you said, people say, oh, I went to the National Gallery today. And most people might think, oh, that's not very interesting.
Yeah.
How boring. But then if they've sent them some photos that they took themselves, it might encourage more people to go. The National Gallery should appreciate that this could actually generate more larger visitor numbers for them.I suspect that the gift shop would be upset because people might not buy the postcard versions of the paintings anymore.
But who buys the postcards of these artifacts anyway?
It's probably people that, I don't know, is it people that don't understand how to use or don't have a mobile phone with a camera? And it's two different markets for things, I think, really. You know, my mum, you know, when she goes to a tourist site...She buys the postcards,
yes,
because she likes to have a perfectly nice picture that's professionally taken.
Ah.
The rest of the family, we take photos. So I don't think it will perhaps damage the gift shop as much as might be anticipated.
Might I ask, does your mum know about Google Art?
No.
Okay. I think it's high time you told her about the Google Art, where you can get very exquisite photos of these art forms, pictures.
Oh.I didn't know that.
High definition.
I didn't know about it either, but I will be telling her after the show. Seriously, thanks.